Today's shiur is Masech Desaita Daf Lamed Beis. We will be Ezra Hashem Yisbarach begin on Daf Lamed Beis Amar Aleph at the new parak. Teaches us the Mishnah Elu Nemarim B'chaloshim. The following recitations that the Torah requires that they be said have to be maybe said in any language. Tosus says that the Girsa of our Mishnah is Elin Amorim B'lushoinom. And what Tosus means to say with that is that the halacha is that yes, we're going to learn various situations where the halacha allows us to say what we're required to say in any language. But Tosus says what the Mishnah means to say is only B'lushoinom. And if somebody's not using Lashon Kodesh, Tosus says, he has to understand that language. And the Merayim Yisod explains that B'chol Lashon, if the Mishnah would have used the words B'chol Lashon, then, as is the Girsa that we just read, it would mean that any language is satisfactory, even a language that you do not understand. But Tosfos says that the proper Girsa of our Mishnah is B'lashonam. And what the Mishnah means to teach us is only a language that you understand that language. If you don't understand that language, it would not be acceptable. The Rambam, however, holds that when the Mishnah says B'chol Lashon, even though the Mishnah, according to Rambam's Girsa, is B'chol Lashon, which, as we just learned, would seem to indicate that any language is acceptable, even a language that you do not understand, still the Rambam paskins that the halach is you have to be able to understand that language. If that's the case, why doesn't the Rambam agree with Tosfos that the proper Girsa of our Mishnah should be B'lashonam? So the Rambam has this Girsa in order to teach us a few points. One is that you don't have to have Lashon Kodesh. And another point is, if you use a different language, according to the Rambam, but you didn't use the exact words in that language, which are the corresponding words in Lashon Kodesh, the Rambam holds, as long as you got the right idea, it's good enough. Moreover, the Bi'ur Halacha makes a very important point, and that is that even whatever the circumstances are, as we're learning in the Mishnah, you're allowed to say it in a different language, makes the Bi'ur Halacha the point that's only if that's the language that's being spoken in the place that you're using that language. That means if somebody were to say the various halachas that we're learning in our Mishnah, which teaches us that you don't need to have Lashon Kodesh, but you were going to use that language in, you were going to use French in the United States, and you understand French, says the Bi'ur Halacha, since French is not the language that's spoken in the United States, even though it's a language that's understood, you understand the language, it would not be satisfactory. It's only satisfactory if you actually understand the language. Parsha Saita, as we're learning Masechta Saita, so the halacha is teaching us that the parsha can be said in any language, but the Rashba points out that even though we're learning now that when they make the woman swear, as we've been discussing so often in our Masechta, the halacha is that shvuah can be said in any language. The halacha is that says the Rashba, that the Shem Hashem that is said as part of the shvuah, that Shem Hashem has to be said directly only in Lashon Kodesh. Moreover, the halacha is that even though it could be said in any language, the halacha is that if the woman, if it's said in Lashon Kodesh, and the woman doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh, the halacha is that it's accepted. Vidi Maisa, the halacha is that the end of the fourth year and at the end of the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, after a person has fulfilled all of his obligations to give the truma and meiser that he has to give, the meiser rishon to the Levi, the meiser oni to the oni, the meiser sheni brought to Yerushalayim or redeemed, and the money consumed in Yerushalayim. The Torah tells us that you have to say vidu meiser. And what the vidu meiser is a person says that he did, you could say it, you're supposed to say it l'chatchila in the Beis HaMikdash, tells us the Rambam. But if you didn't say it, in the Beis HaMikdash, according to the opinion of the Rambam, Ma'aseh Sheni, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Dalet v'Halacha Vav, the Halacha, the Rambam says it's acceptable. The Ravid disagrees with the Rambam, and the Ravid's opinion is that Vidi Ma'aseh may only be said in the Beis HaMikdash. At that point, you say the entire Nusach that the Torah tells us, and it's said on the last day of Pesach, in the fourth year, in the seventh year. The reason why we wait for the last day of Pesach is because we want this person to still have the opportunity, while he's in Yerushalayim, to eat up all the trumas, to eat up all the trumas and maestras that he has. So we give him that chance on the last day of Pesach, but then on the last day of Pesach of that year, you get up, you make this declaration. I saw that Rav Unger, who was the Rav of Chuk Sam Sofer in Bnei Barak, asks a question. Why is this called Vidui? Vidui means that a person delineates his Averis. What's the Vidui over here? So he says that the Pasuk, we say on Rosh Hashanah in the Tefillah, in Musaf, Ki Zoicher Kol HaNishkachas Ata. So the question is that does HaKadosh Baruch Hu only remember our Averis? Ki Zoicher Kol HaNishkachas seems to imply that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only remembers what we forgot. But we remember, if somebody does something good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't remember it. So he explains that what it means to say is that a person is supposed to constantly remember his Averis. And he says that if somebody forgets, remembers his Averis, then if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forget those Averis. He says that's pshat in the Pasuk in Tehillim, where David HaMelech says in Tehillim, V'chatosi negdi somid. A person is supposed to remember, nishkoches, what you're supposed to forget, if you remember, if whatever you forget, if you forget the mitzvahs, you're not boasting about the mitzvahs you did, then Hashem remembers them. If you remember your averis, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgets the avera. So here, what we're trying to say is, in the Vidi Ma'aseh, Levati, part of what we say, the Pasuk says, is Levati M'mitzvasecha V'lo Shechachti. V'lo Shechachti, you know what we say? I don't forget the averis that I did. And by a person declaring that he doesn't forget, he hasn't forgotten what he's done wrong, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I won't remember what you did wrong. And that's why it's most appropriate to call it a vidui. Krishma, the three parshas that we say every day, in Shema Yisrael, V'hayim Shmai, and V'yomer, the halacha is, can be said in every language. As again, says the Rambam, that even though we're learning now the halacha is that Krishma can be said in every language, here the Rambam says that just like the halacha by Krishma is, that we have to be extremely careful as we recite the Krishma, to recite it properly, every word being said properly, says the Rambam, so too as you say it in any language. The Ravid disagrees, and the Ravid says that you don't have to say it, you don't have to have that, as long as you get the point across, even if you didn't say the Krishma with the same digduk as you would have said it and you said it in Lashon Kodesh, the halacha is that you yoytzim. The Brisker Rav says that why is this halacha strictly by Krishma? In other areas, the Rambam says that the Rambam doesn't have this requirement. So he says, there's a halacha that we've quoted more than once in our shiur today already, that when you say Krishma in Lashon Kodesh, you don't need to understand what you're saying. Even if a person says Krishma, and he doesn't understand what he's saying, he's yotze the halacha. So he explains that there are two dinim of Krishma. One is the halacha of Krishma. Another halacha, in that halacha of Krishma, you yotze as soon as you say it in Lashon Kodesh. Then there's another halacha. There's a halacha of expressing the Krishma. And in expressing the Krishma, you have to express, if you say it in different language, you have to understand what you're saying. He's saying, but just because we have the second halacha, it doesn't eliminate the first halacha, that the Krishma has to be done properly. And since the halacha is that Krishma has to be done properly, if you say it even in Lashon, in a different language, that halacha remains. Tefillah, the halacha is that you could say tefillah in any language. As we're going to learn in the Gemara Mitzvah and our coming shir, that's only when you're davening tefillah b'tzibur, when you're davening with a rabbim. And even when you're davening b'rabbim, the halacha is that you should always try to say tefillah b'lashon kodesh. The mitzvah and amufchar is always to daven in Lashon Kodesh. The Sefer Chassidim says that if somebody doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh, the halach is he should pray, he should daven in a language that he understands. However, here too, there are many Paiskim who suggest that one is only Yotze if he davens in other language, if the translation is 100% accurate. If we can't be certain that the translation is accurate, then we shouldn't daven in another language. Moreover, the Mishnah Berurah points out that there's a special kedusha to Lashon Kodesh, because that was the language that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with. That was the language which HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to his Nevi'im with. And says the Mishnah Berurah, we know that the Nusach of our Tefillahs was instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. And they had very clear reasoning how to say and what to say in the tefillah. And therefore, using the language that they established is the best way to daven. And again, the halacha is, as we've said earlier, if you're going to daven in a different language, in a place where that isn't the language spoken, then the halacha is you will not be yotze that tefillah. Therefore, as the Chasam Sofer says, that even though the halacha is that one, as we just learned, one could daven in any language that he understands, the halacha is that a person should daven specifically in Lashon Kodesh. Again, he points out that that is the Lashon that the Anshei Knesset HaGdola pointed out, established. Moreover, the Chasam Sofer says that this whole custom of people beginning to daven in different languages, particularly people who are able to daven in Lashon HaKodesh, says that that may be a violation of B'chukaseyim Lo'yseleichun. The halacha is that the Akum, we're not allowed to follow the way of the Akum, and they're the ones that established that they daven, that they pray in all different languages. But in we daven in Lashon Kodesh. However, as much as we are discussing that a person should daven in Lashon Kodesh, the Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer Machne Yisrael, the Chafetz Chaim wrote a Sefer Machne Yisrael, which was written specifically for people who were in the army. And he says that if a person, Chas V'Sholem, was captured by the enemy, a soldier was captured by the enemy, he says that what he's supposed to do, I read the words in the Sefer Machne Yisrael, Perek Yod. Im nafal adam b'shvi, if a person was Chas V'Sholem captured, Ayipa libay, he shouldn't give up. V'yoshev al Hashem v'yir b'al espal, he should turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be mespalel. U'b'schus ha'tfilah, and b'schus that he davens yunatzel, v'tfilah shel espal al Hashem, alin yitzel Hashem, and when he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ain't a davka b'tfilah shemen esrei, he doesn't have to say the shemen esrei. El b'chol eis, Whenever he wants, he could daven to Hashem. Moreover, says the Chafetz Chaim, the kan tefillah zu ein adafka b'loshen kodesh. The tefillah does not have to be specifically said in Hebrew. Ela filah b'loshen shemurgel b'mnorav. The language that speaks should be the language that he could daven with. Aikar, says the Chafetz Chaim, shloyechs b'shnei dvarim. But there are two components that the tefillah must have. Shitei ma'oy mekalev. It should be from the depth of the heart. Not just saying words. And if he could get himself to cry during that tefillah matoiv, as he quotes the Gemara Masech, the Brachas, the Aflamed Beis, Omed Beis, Kol Sha'arim Ninalu, many gates in Shemayim might have been closed. Chutz Mishari Dimash Lo Ninalu, if a person cries, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should hear. And he says another requirement is, he should have in mind that his tefillah should go to Eretz Yisrael, umisham ad Yerushalayim, and from Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim, umisham lebeis kachay kachim, from there to beis kachay kadoshim. Kshiyasekein, the Chafetz Chaim uses very powerful words. Kshiyasekein, when a person davens in such a fashion, vadei loytosha tefillos reikum. Certainly, his tefillah will not. Would the tefillah will not be ignored. The Shulchan Aruch says that when somebody says Krishma tefillah, he is in the Lashon Kodesh, he's yotze the tefillah in, even if he doesn't understand it, but by other languages, he has to, the halach is that he has to understand it. And again, here too to explain why are you yotze, even if you don't understand the tefillah, because since this is the tefillah that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah established, when they established the tefillah, they established it that the tefillah is powerful, that it should work even for the person who doesn't understand the tefillah. Or Berachas HaMazon, and when we say Berachas HaMazon, the halach is that we could say it in any language. The Gemara in Masechta Brachos, that Memches Omid Beis tells us that there are many different points that have to be brought out in Berachas HaMazon. The Gemara over there says, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Koshloi Omer Eretz Chem de Toiv Rechava in Berachas Aretz, O Malchus de Stavid B'Bani Yushalayim, La Yotza Yidei Chavosai, Nochem Hazakin Omer Tzarech Shiyisku by Bris, you have to speak about the Bris Mila, Rabbi Yossi Omer Tzarech Shiyisku by Taira, you have to mention Taira. And the Paiskim discuss, is this halacha apply even when you say Berachas HaMazon, not in Lashon Kodesh? Is this halacha only in Lashon Kodesh? Is this halacha only when you're saying Berachas HaMazon properly in Lashon HaKodesh? Or is this halacha in whatever language you use? The Shagas Arya asks, why doesn't our Mishnah to speak? We know that we have an obligation every day to speak, to say the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the question is, why didn't our Mishnah mention it? So the Maraim Sada, because of this question, says that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah. Rather, he explains that Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of Krishma. And since Krishma is already, we just learned, said B'choloshen, Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. But the Chavetz Chaim has a whole, the Shagas Aryeh, has a very big chiddush. He says that there are certain mitzvahs that the Torah requires that we articulate, we verbalize the words. And there's certain mitzvahs that it's enough if we do hearer, that if we think about that. He says the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, we can be yotze with hearer. We can be yotze fulfilling that mitzvah if we just think about that mitzvah. And therefore, says the Shagas Aryeh, since Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim could be fulfilled with hearer, when a mitzvah is done by hearer, it's always acceptable in any language. Shvuas Eidus, not a Gemara, the Mishnah identifies the next case where any language can be used. The halach is that if somebody asks somebody else to testify on his behalf, because he knows testimony on his behalf, and then he swears falsely that he doesn't know any testimony. And then he turns out that he lied. The halacha is he has to bring a carbon oil of a yoyred. And this entire back and forth can be done in any language. And the next case is shuas and bikadim. If somebody approaches somebody else and says, you have something of mine, and he denies that he has something of his, if he swears to that denial, and then it turns out that he regrets and he says, I was lying, the halacha is, again, that could be said in any language. But now, says the Mishnah, ve'elu namorim b'lashon ha-kodesh. These following things can be only said in lashon kodesh. Mikra bikurim. When a person brings his bikurim to Yerushalayim, there's an entire procedure how the kohen does tenufa with that bikurim and places them in front of the mizbech achitzim. And at that point, they have to say, the person who brings it has to say an entire language, entire nusach. And the halach is that has to be said strictly in Lashon Kodesh. V'chalitza, if a man dies without children, his wife has to have yibum. His brother is supposed to marry her. But if the wife refuses, or the brother actually refuses to marry her, as we learned in Masechta Yevamos, there's an entire procedure of chalitza, and the Torah prescribes that certain parts of the chalitza have to be recited, and the Mishnah is saying that has to be said in Lashon Kodesh. Brachas klolos. When Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, they came to Har Grizim and Har Evil. The Gemara Mitzvashem in our Perek is going to discuss this extensively. And the Levim said brachas for people who fulfill the Torah and various mitzvahs, and klolos for people who don't. And everybody accepted those brachas and klolos, and that had to be said in Lashon Kodesh. The Achroinim ask, what does our Mishnah have to speak about the brachas of klolos that were said in Har Gerizim and Har Evel? All the other halachas that are mentioned in our Mishnah, we understand why they have to be taught, because these are halacha that we need to know till this very day. But the procedure of Har Gerizim and Har Evel was a one-time procedure, and it happened already. So why is it necessary for us to tell us that they have to be said B'Lashon Kodesh? So the Achronim say, as we're going to be learning in our Gemara, the halacha is that many of the halachas that we learn in our Mishnah are taught from that halacha. And since many of the halachas taught in our Mishnah are taught from that halacha, it's necessary to know that halacha. Birchas Kohanim, we know that the Kohanim, when they do Nesis Kapayim, the halacha is, says the Mishnah, that has to be done in Lashon Kodesh. Birchas Kohen Gadol, when the Kohen Gadol completed his avodah on Yom Kippur, he would go into the Azara, and he would read from the Sefer Torah and say eight brachas, and those eight brachas have to be said strictly Lashon HaKodesh. And the Rishonim point out why specifically this has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. Why are these brachas and tefillas different than all the other brachas and tefillas that we learned in our Mishnah don't have to be said in Lashon HaKodesh? So they explain, because it's Yom Kippur, and because it's the Kohen Gadol, so it represents a very high level of Kedusha. Since it represents a time and a place of a very high level of Kedusha, Lashon Kodesh should be used. Parshas HaMelech. On Matzah Yontif of the first day of Sukkot, in the eighth year, the year after Shemitah, all of Klal Yisrael would gather in the Azar and the Beis HaMikdash, known as Hakel, and the king would read from them from Sefer Devarim. And our Mishnah is teaching us that it has to be a din, it has to be in Lashon Kodesh. And as the Achroinim point out, this is a very big chiddush, because the Pasuk says that what is the purpose of this whole hakel? Laman yishmu laman yilmadu, that they have to hear and learn. And the halacha is that, and the chiddush is that even though they have to learn, and we would think why learning should be done in a language that's understood. So I saw that the Achronim explained, Tilman Yishmu Laman Yilmadu, is not specifically to teach them the various halachas that they recite in the Parshas HaMelech. The main purpose is, l'man yishmu, l'man yilmadu, that they should come to a certain level in Yirat Shemayim. And that is with this entire hakel of the gathering of all the people, hearing the Melech read from the Sefer Torah, and that level of Yirat Shemayim is attained only b'Loshon Kodesh. Parshas Egla Arufa, the Torah Kodesh says that if a corpse was found near a city, and we don't know who murdered that corpse, we send out the zakenim of the city, of the two city, to measure which city is closer, and then they bring an egla rufa, they decapitate a calf, and they say a nusach of yodenu lo shavchas adam azah, and the loch is it has to be said in Lashon Kodesh. Meshuach melchama b'shah shemadaba ha'am. When Klai Yisrael would go out to war, they would appoint a kohen who was designated for this purpose, and he would be anointed with the Sheven HaMishcha, and he would say a whole nusach, Shema Yisrael, Atam Krem Hayoim L'Mechama Aleivechem, you're going to battle, Ayerech Levavchem, Valtiru Valtepchetsu Valtaretsu V'pneihem, don't be scared, don't be frightened, Keshem Alekechem Ahoylechim Ochem Alekechem Ochem Ochem Alekechem Alekechem, you have Hashem there to protect you. The Mishnah now goes into the various halachas that we just mentioned have to be said Lashon Kodesh. Mikra Bikurim Ketzad. How do we know that Mikra Bikurim must be said strictly in Lashon Kodesh? Because the Pasuk says in the Parasha Mikra Bikurim, V'misav amat ofnei Hashem elokechop, u'lahalon o'aymer by ha'grizim and ha'r'evil, the Pasuk says, V'ona levi v'amru, ma'lahalon, just like over there, the halachit has to be Lashon Kodesh, as we're going to learn how we know that. Afkan, so therefore we learn from there that Mikri Bikurim also has to be done strictly in Lashon Kodesh. Chalitza Ketzat, how do we know that the Nusach that's said by Chalitza must be said by Lashon Kodesh? The Pasuk says, by Chalitza, Va'ontza V'omra, Lahalan Oimer, and again, by the Parsha of the Brachos of Klolos, it says, Va'onu Alevim V'omru, Ma Lahalan B'Lashon Kodesh, just like that has to be said strictly in Lashon Kodesh, Afkan, B'Lashon Kodesh. Rabbi Yehuda says, we don't need to learn it through a Gzeir Shava. Rather, the Parsha of Chalitza says, V'ontza V'omra Kocha. Kocha means specifically, as it's said in the Parsha, Achatayim B'Lashon Hazeh, as it's said in the Parsha. Brachos V'Klolos, as we mentioned before, they had the entire procedure of Brachos V'Klolos. Ketzad, here, the word ketzad seems to mean not how do we know this, but what was the entire procedure? Says the Gemara, Kivin Shambu Yisrael as a Yardin. When Klai Yisrael passed through the Yardin, Ubal Hagrizim al Har Evil Sheb Shomron, they came to the Hagrizim al Har Evil, which are located in the Shomron, Shebetzad Shechem Shebetz Aloni Mamre. Those mountains are near the city of Shechem, which is in Aloni Mamre. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Haloi Hema Ba'evar Yardin, Ulahalan Hu Oimer, and Pasuk says, by Avram Avinu, V'yav Avram Be'eretz Amakoyim Shechem Ad Aloi Moira, Ma Aloi Moira Ha'omer Lahalan Shechem, just like over there refers to Shechem, Af Ela Moira Ha'om Kan means Shechem. When they got there, says the Mishnah, Shisha Shvatim Olu L'Rosh Hagrizim, six of the Shvatim went up to Hagrizim, V'shisha Shvatim Olu L'Rosh Har Evil, and six of the Shvatim went up to Har Evil. They all stood in the middle of these two between these two mountains. Hakahanim Akifim's Oren, the Kahanim were circled around the Oren. Valvim as Kahanim, and the Levim circled around the Kahanim. V'kol Yisrael Oim the Mekayim Mekan, and the rest of Klal Yisrael were on the two mountains. Shenemar V'kol Yisrael Zakenov. The Shoitri, the Shoitim, Oim the Mazel, Mazel, the Oren, they both stood on the two mountains facing the Oren. Hopchu, the Levim faced, Hopchu, Penem, Klape, Hagrizim, they were facing Hagrizim, or Poschu, the Brocha, and they began with a Brocha. They said, Baruch Isha, Shlo Yasa, Pesel, Masecha, blessed is the person who doesn't have an Avoy Dezora. Ve'elu, Ve'elu, Oin, and Amen. And everybody standing on both mountains said, Amen. Then, Papchu Pneim Klapi Evil, the Levim faced Har Evil, or Paschu Beklolu, and they said a Klola, Ora Ish Ashlo Yasa Pesim Asecha, the person who makes this Avodah Zarah should be cursed. And here too, Elu Ve'elu Oina, Amen. Everybody from both sides of the mountains said Amen, Acha Gamru, until they finished saying all the brachas and klolas that are mentioned in that parasha. V'akach Hevi Avonim, and then they brought stones. These stones had been brought. These stones had been brought from the Yardain, and says the Mishnah, Vanu Mizbeach, and they built a Mizbeach, the Sadu Besid, and they covered it with plaster, the Kosovlov called Sifrei Torah. And they wrote on them the entire Sefer Torah, B'Shivim Lashon, in 70 languages. There is a Machlokes Rishonim, what was written. Some Rishonim say that the entire Torah was written. Rav Saji Begoin, however, says that they wrote the minion of the Taryag Mitzvahs. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, the Kosafta Alavonim is called Divrei Torah Azois, Ber Hetiv. Notlos Avonim, and then they took those stones, Ubo, and they came to Gilgal, and that's when they erected those stones, Velonim and Kaimam, and they read there. And the Mashah says that the reason they were written B'Shivim Lashon, so Mashah says is they wanted that all the nations of the world should also see our Torah. The Tosfos Yontif says there doesn't have to be a reason. If the Mishnah just quoted that it has to be Be'er Hetiv, well understood, well written, so obviously he says that the definition of Be'er Hetiv means all 70 languages. So we began learning our Mishnah that the Parsha Soita could be administered the Choloshim. So ask the Gemara, B'Shash Soita Menolon, where do we know that the Halacha is it could be in any language? The Ksiv, Vama Kohen Le'isha. The Kohen speaks to the woman, B'chol Lashon Shoimer. The Halacha is that we could say it in any language. And as Rashi explains, if we weren't to have this limud that the Gemara just taught us, we would think that the Parsha Soita is similar to the Parsha's Chalitza. And we just learned in our Mishnah that the Parsha's Chalitza could be said only B'Lashon Kodesh. That's why our Mishnah came to teach us, no, that the Parsha Soita, given the source that we just learned, could be B'chol Lashon. So the Meiri explains that since our Gemara just taught us that the Parsha Soita could be B'chol Lashon, so the Gemara goes into the details of how the Parsha Soita and how that whole procedure took place. So begins the Gemara, Tana Rabbana Mashmina Yisrael B'chol Lashon Shishmas, they speak to the Soita in any language that she understands. Amai Shaisa, that she should understand why she's drinking, what did she do that caused her to drink? B'mai Shaisa, that as we learned earlier in our Masechta, she's going to drink in this earthenware cup. Amai Nitmas, what caused her to become Tamei? U'b'mai Nitmas, and what will the Mayim Hamorim evaluate? Amai Shaisa, and the Gemara explains, Amai Shaisa, why is she drinking? Al Iske Kinev Astira, because she experienced Kinev Astira. B'mai Shaisa, and what will she drink? B'makida Shalcheres. As we learned, she's going to drink in an earthenware cup. Al Iske Aman Nitmas, what brought this about? Al Iske Schoik Vialdus, because she acted in an immature, improper manner. B'mai Nitmas, what will accomplish? If she did whatever she did, then it won't work. In other words, let's say she thought her husband passed away, and that's why she had relations with another man, and it really wasn't true, the husband was alive, then the Mayim HaMarim won't work. If she did it, however, deliberately, they will work. And again, if she was raped, Chas V'Shalim, the halach is that they won't work. But if she did it willingly, they will work. V'kokach Lama, why was it so important that it should be said that way? If it doesn't work and she's really guilty, she did have the relationship, we'll understand why it didn't work. Moreover, the Meiri points out that part of the reason they did this entire procedure is that all the other women who were there should hear what happened, and by hearing what happened, that will prevent them in the future from doing the wrong thing. We learned further in our Mishnah that Vidui Meiser can be said in any language. Milan Lon says, how do we know that halacha? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says there, V'matlufnei Hashem l'kecho, bi'arti ha-kodesh ben abayis, v'yalaf amira b'soita. Then we learn the word amira from soita, just like soita, we just finished learning, is said in any language. So too, b'chol lashon shloimer, vidui meiser can be said in any language. Amalei Rezvid l'abaya. Ask Rav Zitta Abaye, if we're learning Gzeri Shava, the Leilif, so then why don't we learn the following Gzeri Shava? The Pasuk uses the word Avidu, Amira, but Meiser, and the Torah uses the same wording, uses the word the Amru by the Levium, the Har Grizim and Har Evil. And just like we just learned in the Mishnah, that the procedure Har Grizim and Har Evil, Ma'ala Halam B'Lashon Kodesh, was specifically said in Lashon Kodesh, Afkan, it should be said, that the Vidui Meiser should have to be done by Lashon Kodesh. Donan Amira Greitzim answers the Gemara. Don Amira Greitzim Amira Greitzim Ven Don Amira Greitzim Amnia V'Amira. Whenever we're learning Gzeri Shava, we're looking for the better match. So by Vidui Meiser, the Torah uses the word V'Amarta. And by Soita, the Torah uses the word Amarta. By the Parasha of HaGrizim and HaEvil, there the Pasuk says V'Onu HaLevim V'Amru. So since it uses Anu V'Amru, it's not the better match is Soita than that parsha. Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Adam Omer Shvacha B'Kol Namach. When a person comes to say something positive about himself, he should say it quietly. Genusoi, when he says something not positive about himself, B'Kol Ram, he should say it out loud. Shivcha B'Kol Namach, when he says things that aren't so positive, we learn that from the Vidui Meiser. The Pasuk says, Lo'ivarti b'mitzasecha v'lo'i shachachti. And since the Torah doesn't use the word aniyah, it means that it shouldn't be said out loud. Genusa b'goram, but when we speak about Arami Oivet Avi, when a person says, this is where I came from, there, Dalach by Mikri Bikurim, it says, v'nis v'amarta, and when it means v'nis v'amarta, it means you should say, out, it should say loudly. So Maral explains that the reason for this is that a person has to, as we've learned, has to avoid coming to gaiva, coming to arrogance. And by speaking this way, that's the way he's going to avoid becoming a bal gaiva. Deit Yosef explains that people typically do just the opposite. That when they speak loud, when they speak positive about themselves, they say it out loud. And the other way, when they say something negative about themselves, they say it quietly. And we want to show that that's not the way a Jew is supposed to behave. And therefore, he says he's supposed to do it that way. The Yalkut, the Gnus quietly, and the Gnus out loud, and the Shvach quietly. The Yalkut Sofer has a very nice pshat. The Yalkut Sofer explains, when a person does something positive, he's only able to accomplish that because he has Siyata D'Shmaya. So it really wasn't he who did that. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu that made him be able to do it. So I don't get credit. It wasn't me who did it. And therefore I say it quietly. But when I do an Avera Chas V'Shalom, there's no Siyata D'Shmaya in doing an Avera. Since there's no Siyata D'Shmaya involved in doing an Avera, you did it all by yourself. So that's something that you should say out loud. It was all me who caused that Aveira. Nobody, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nobody else was involved. Another pshat that I saw, that it's not only the Gemara here is not only referring to loud and quiet. It's the way a person says it. And when a person says, I did an Aveira, his language, his entire body should show off that he's upset about the Averi that he did. So, of course, the Gemara says, where do we know Gnus B'Karam? We know it from Bikur B'Kurim. What is the Gnus? So the Mefarshim explain that from the story of Lavan Harami, we ended up in Mitzrayim because Yaakov, with the story with Rivka, with Leah and Rachel, what Yaakov Avinu had to do with that, which according to Yaakov Avinu says the Ben Yoyodas Madrega, it wasn't something that is appropriate for Klaus, for Yaakov Avinu Ishtam to do, and therefore it's considered Genusa. Says the Gemara, Genusa B'Kalram, ask the Gemara, is that appropriate that somebody should say his Genus out loud? Ask the Gemara of Amar B'Yachim Hashim Rabshim Ben Yechai, Neim Mat Tiknuch Tfila B'Lachash, why did Chazal say that Shmon Esrei should be said quietly? Kedai Shloi Levayish Eira Aveira. If somebody is saying Vidui, he shouldn't say it out loud, and people will hear my Averis. And the Gemara says the proof that that is the appropriate way is a person brings a Karban Chattis if he did an Aveira. And the Karban Oila is not brought for an Aveira, but they're brought in the same place in the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason they're brought in the same place in the Beis HaMikdash is that people, that nobody should recognize that I did an Aveira and I had to bring a Karban Chattis. Says the Gemara, Lo Yitem Genusoi. Genusoi, speaking about your Aveira should not be said out loud. Elot Emet Saroi. If a person is suffering, he should say it out loud. Why? Ketanya. As the Gemara says, the Brisa teaches us, when the Metzora is sent out of all three Machnas, the Pasuk says, V'tamei tamei yikra. What pshat? Tzarech leidiyu tzal rabim. We have to publicize. And why do we have to publicize it? Rabim v'akshel of rachman. Because when people know that I'm suffering, people will daven for me. Rachim, komish ir by dover, tzarech leidiyu rabim. And from here we see that if somebody's suffering, he should notify other people for Rabbi Vakshim Lurachman and they'll daven for him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear the tefillah. Gufa. So the Gemara goes into this point. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabshim Ben Yochai, Neim Ma Tiknu Tefillah Belachash, why did Chazal institute that the Shemoneh Esrei should be said quietly, Shloi Levayish Oivre Avera, not to compare us the people who did an Avera. Shloi Lechilek HaKosu Ben Chattas, Mokum Mechattas Loila. Ask the Gemara, is that true that the Chattis and Oila are done in the same place? We know that when we bring a carbon, a critical part of the procedure is the Zrikas Adam. And Chattis is Lamala. There was a Chuta Sikra, there was a red line circling the Mizbeach. And there's halacha that the blood of a carbon Chattis should be sprinkled on the upper half of the Mizbeach. And Dam Oila is Lamata on the bottom half. So they're not in the same place, says the Gemara, and Hasam Hudi Kainu the other. People don't actually see where I'm spritzing. Only the Kain sees. And since the Kain is the only one that sees, that's why it's not considered something that's public. We're learning here that when somebody is suffering, everybody should die from here. Of course, the Inyakov points out that the most important person to daven for somebody who's not well is the person himself. The only thing is, explains the Yin Yaakov, the example the Gemara brings is from a Metzora. A Metzora, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to hear his tefillahs, because a person becomes a Metzora because he said what he wasn't supposed to say. And therefore, since he can't daven for himself, others should daven for himself. Here we're learning that tefillahs should be said belachash. But the Shulchan Aruch said that Shulchan Aruch tells us that even though the halacha is that tefillah should be said quietly, you do have to pronounce the words. The only point is you have to pronounce the words, but you don't say it in a way that people should hear what you're saying. And there's a very interesting discussion in the Paiskim. What is the halacha? Rav Shlomo Kluge in the Sefer Chochma Shlomo discusses the shaila if somebody is davening Shmoneh Esrei and he's saying it in a way that the people next to him, which is wrong, but he's saying it in a way that the people who are next to him hear the bracha. Should he say that the bracha, should those people say amen or not? The Mata Ephraim says, since we're learning in our Gemara that tefillah should be said quietly, so the halacha is that Amen should not be said. Only on the Yom HaNeroim, points out Samat Ephraim, where there the Halakha teaches us that the tefillah can be said a little louder, because that helps the person have better kavana. So since you're allowed to say the tefillah a little louder, people who hear your brachas could say Amen. Ask the Gemara, again, the Gemara has been going out of its way to teach us that the chattas is kept, the chattas and oil, there are no differences, not to embarrass the person who did an aveira. Ask the Gemara, ikka chattas nekeva, the chattas is a female and the oil is a zocher. Says the Gemara, the place that you could tell it's a zocher or a keva, male or a female, is covered by the tail. Says the Gemara, tenach kifsa, when you bring a kifsa, there it's covered by the tail. But Seira doesn't have a tail. Michael Amemer says the Gemara, a person who brings an animal that everybody could see is a female, when he could have brought a kispa and he brought a Seira, it's his own fault. He embarrassed himself. The boiler suya kifsa, why he should have brought a kifsa where nobody could tell? For Kamaisi Seira. Ask the Gemara. So that's good by regular kamer chattas. However, chattas avodas kechavim delay of sagi delay of sira. The chattas, if somebody violated an avodah zara, the halacha is must be brought a sira. And by a sira, you're going to see it's a female. So everybody's going to realize it's a kamer chattas. Mayikal amemer answers the Gemara. Hasam nichsav nezel. There we don't care if the person will be embarrassed. Hasam nichsav nezel keichad dechapalei. The avera of avodah zara is a terrible Aveira, and therefore, since it's a terrible Aveira, we want him to be public, everybody should know about it, and that embarrassment will cause him to have a kapara. Our Gemara is teaching us about that davening out loud. The Mefarshim ask that the Gemara in Masechta Brachos gives us a different reason why we're not allowed to daven out loud. And that is because of it looks like you don't have a munah. If you daven out loud, it means that you believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu can't know what you're thinking and saying unless you say it out loud. So, says the Mashal, that originally the reason they made tefillah should be quietly is the reason that's given in our Gemara, that Shloi Levayish. Once it was instituted that you should daven quietly Shloi Levayish, now if you're going to daven loud, that's going to show that you don't have emuna. Another pshat that the Yaakov suggests, there's a difference, the two elements to the tefillah. One element to the tefillah is when a person is mevakish, when a person is asking Kadosh Baruch Hu what he needs. In that part of the tefillah, the reason you should say it quietly is because shloyir kekatne emuna, as you don't believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu hears you. The other part of the tefillah is where we're asking a Kadosh Baruch Hu for mechil savoinus. That, the reason is, that it should be done quietly, as we're learning in our Gemara, Shloi Levayish, not to embarrass Shloi Levayish, not to embarrass people who have what to be embarrassed about.